Hello. Welcome to my new podcast. I am Noah Beatty, and this is Loki CC's podcast. This is my first ever podcast, and today we're going to be talking about Panic at the Disco. Oh, how do I love their music. Their art of music, known as rock and roll, but their newest album, Pray for the Wicked, was not my favorite. To be honest, I'm a little disappointed in it, and I like a few songs, like Say Amen or Roaring Twenties, but it gets to the point where, like, let's say High Hopes, is overplayed, as in like 2 times a day, and it's crazy. You have to have a very mental illness to think it's not. And the fact that it's one of my least favorite albums, really. And we're gonna move on to Death of a Bachelor. I know we're going backwards in the number, but I don't care. Death of a Bachelor is my favorite one, and I don't know. It just has this vibe of, you know, because the point of the, you know, album was to give you a Frank Sinatra friggin' vibe. More like a old-fashioned jazz-slash-rock vibe. I don't know if anybody noticed, but Don't Threaten Me With a Good Time. The guitar is based on Rock Lobster. You know, the dun 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 dun. That is a rock. It comes from the song Rock Lobster. And it's just such a good song. Lyrics fit perfectly in it. And it's one of my favorites. My favorite out of that album is called... I'm trying to remember the name. Oh, Emperor's New Clothes. And the song itself, just the song itself on radio is good. But the song Alive is just amazing. Because the guitar. Because, like, it goes instead of like a random noise doing that. It's just amazing, bro. You can't get through the mind that. Because in Panic at the Disco albums, it seems like every single album is different. But in every single album, they have at least one song, like their roots, that come from, like, their roots, you know? Let's say... Because that's that song. It's Emperor's New Clothes has nothing to do with what the vibe was supposed to be like. And it's supposed to be their, like, root song, you know? Song that goes to their roots. And, oh, it's just, I don't know, it's just an amazing song. Going to Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die. You have so many bangers. Nicotine, fucking Girl That You Love, Girl That You Love, Girls, Girls, Boys, all of these, right? And Girls, Girls, Boys, okay, I don't know how many of you know the story behind Girls, Girls, Boys, but Girls, Girls, Boys was a song about his first threesome, Brendan Urie's first threesome at 16 years old. He had a threesome, and later on when this album dropped, he made this song called Girls, Girls, Boys about a threesome. And, well, the fans changed the meaning. And now it's a song of acceptance for the gay, bi, and lesbian people. But overall, just an amazing song. Going to, I believe it was Fudge. I don't remember the name of this album. Vices and Virtues. You got Catalyst Go Buzz. You have Ballad of Mona Lisa. Ballad of Mona Lisa, Sarah Smiles, Let's Kill Tonight. Those four songs are my favorite. Let's Kill Tonight is one of my... in the order I said it, least favorite to favorite. For me, it's Catalyst Go Buzz. Then Sarah Smiles, Catalyst Go, what is it called? Let's Kill Tonight, and then you have Ballad of Mona Lisa. Ballad of Mona Lisa being my favorite from the album. I don't know why, but the bell, or I believe it was the xylophone in the Ballad of Mona Lisa, hits you hard. It's such a good, how do I put this, the person knew what they were doing. And then the drummer did an amazing job on that song. It was amazing. Props to Brendan Urie for doing that, you know, making it happen. And you move on to The Sound Pretty Odd. She Had the World, Nine in the Afternoon, That Green Gentleman, and Poste Cheval. And I want to name those. I'm just naming four from each album. I don't know much about A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, but yeah. Those songs were so good. I'd say one of their most popular albums, I believe it's their third most popular album, is Pretty Odd. And it's amazing. You can't get any better than Pretty Odd from that time. It was much better than A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. And just the sound of Brendan Urie's voice in it was amazing. You can't, don't say that it's not, because it is. Moving on to A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, you have Camisado. Difference between Martyrdom and Suicide is press coverage. London Beckons for Songs About Money. And then you have I Write Sins Not Tragedies. When Panic at the Disco first started, Martyrdom was the first ever song they released, and it was in the line he named off a Vine called Swear to Shake It Up If You Swear to Listen, and everybody started making memes out of it, and it was pretty cool. And then you come up to London Beckons' Songs About Money, and that one was just on point to the beat, really good. Guitars, good. Drum, good. Vocals, good. I Write Sins Not Tragedies, that was the song that made Panic at the Disco who they are today. It's this their biggest song. And I just have to say, it's one of my favorites. I know it's one of your guys' favorites. And it's crazy, you know. And then you have the last one, which is, what did I say? Kamisato. The Kamisato is just good. It's just a good song. I have no, like, comment on it. It's just really good. Vocals are amazing in that song. You know? And that wrapped up all of their albums. Thank you for tuning in. And be sure to follow the podcast. And I'll make another one probably tomorrow night after I talk to my girlfriend. And thank you. Goodbye.